At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, you are listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is a very special bonus episode with routine expert and overall fabulous human, Ashley Brown. Ashley is the author of the Routine Building Handbook and is on Instagram at Routine and Things. And she and I have a conversation that is perfect for this time of year, how to transition your routines from one season into another. Ashley is no nonsense, so kind, so funny, and I think you're really going to love hearing from her. Enjoy.
Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the Lazy Genius Podcast.
Oh, thank you, Kendra. Thank you for having me. I'm super duper excited.
I'm so glad. Why did I also sing that? Why do we do that? I do that with stuff all the time. I'm just like, and here we go. We have to add excitement and things. We hear sing-songy voices. It's fine. Okay, so you guys, Ashley is the author of the Routine Building Handbook. We have a routine expert in the house today. It's very exciting. I want us to talk about how we can take this like end of July, sort of end of summer energy and not look so far ahead into the fall that we miss where we are. Right? Because we want to be present with whatever it is we're doing. And also there might be some things that we can start doing now. A la the magic question, what can I do now to make transitioning into the fall easier later? And maybe one of those answers could be building a certain kind of routine. So I'm so excited to talk to you about this. The first thing we should probably nail down though, this is a very simple question, but also like a really important one is like, what exactly is a routine? Maybe the difference between like a routine and a habit, because that's two different things, right?
Yeah.
But the big idea here for those who are familiar with the lazy genius sort of idea about routines is that it's not really so much the like, I do this and then this and then this and then this, right? It is, where do you want to go? How do you want to feel? What is sort of the end result that you're looking at? And in your book, you talk about that. You talk about when you're building a routine, you want to begin with the end, right? So can you just share like from your own perspective, like why it is important to begin with the end and then how that changes our relationship with the particulars of the routine?
Yes. First of all, let me just say just the definition of a routine. And this is like standard Google. And that's like a series of actions done regularly is a routine. Okay. And that's very different than a habit. A habit is something you don't really have to think about. It just comes and you don't have much thought to it. A routine isn't that. Like you still have to think about it when you're doing your routine. So that's the difference. Now, yes, starting with the end in mind is always the first thing. How do you know you're going to get somewhere if you don't know where you're going? Like, right. That's the big thing here. And like, I'm always, anytime I'm making a decision, especially about routines, I'm like, well, why do I need this routine? What is it going to do for me? What do I want it to do for me? And that can be a tangible thing, you know, like your morning routine. You could be like, okay, I want to be able to get ready in 25 minutes and like flat. Or that can be an intangible thing, like a feeling, like I want to feel energized in my morning. what outcome do you want from your routine? Because that's going to decide what steps you put in place, right? So if you are wanting to feel energized in your morning, what's going to help you feel energized? Maybe for you, it's coffee. I know it's for me, right? Maybe for you, it's coffee. Maybe for you, it's moving your body in some type of way. Maybe for you, it's scrolling on Instagram. I mean, no judgment here, right?
Right.
What's Absolutely. Going to give you energy if that's the outcome you're looking for? And so yeah. definitely the particulars definitely change when it comes to your routine, depending on the outcome you're looking to gain. Yeah.
When you're talking about the morning routine, it makes me think about, I did an episode ages ago about a morning routine, and my personal end goal of a morning routine is to slowly build up my energy for the day, like slowly enter the day, which is why I'm like, I am not going to do like, you know, body pump. It's 6 a.m. That does not fit what I want. Like, it's not that that's a bad choice. It's not that even moving my body, but it's like my choice would be, I might like sit still and meditate, versus if you do want to start your morning, like, let's just hit energy, like, you know, full throttle as I get out of bed, then body pump is that's a great thing for you. But you're right. Like, we don't know where we're going. We don't know what to do unless we know where we're going. And that's such a simple perspective that we yeah. all intellectually and intuitively know, but we mm-hmm. get so in the weeds of living life that we're like, oh wait, that's why that's not working. I don't want to feel super energized, or I don't want to like be Zen. I need to like get going. I got too much to do, or whatever it is. So I love exactly. that example.
Oh, thank you. You are speaking my language about the morning routine, because that was my outcome too, Kendra, was I want to ease into my morning. Like, I'm not a typical, like, yeah, I can get up, but it takes me a while to really wake up. Now I may be up, but I'm not awake. Okay.
Right. So, that's a good yeah. difference. I like that difference. So, and what's so great is that if you know the end, you can accomplish that end, or you can experience, maybe accomplish can be like a tricky word for some people because yeah. it's too like binary, like I checked it off and we're done. And it's, you know, it's rooted in your value and all these things that we're trying to like get away from. But like, if you want to experience this thing and you have say 4 or 5 elements to that routine to experience that thing, you can actually focus on the experience and maybe be like, oh, I don't have time for the full get up today. I'm going to do one thing, but that thing is still taking me where I want to go. Like, I'm still thinking about that thing. So it's like, it releases the pressure to be all or nothing with the routine where you have to do like all 5 things or it doesn't count. Like, that's not how it works.
Oh my gosh.
Your face. You're like, you're like,
because
so happy.
Oh my gosh. How many times have I heard from women? Because I primarily work with women. How many times have I heard, oh, well, how many steps should be in my routine? And do I have to do the entire routine all the time? And I'm like, girl, it's your routine. No, like, where, like you said, where are you trying to go? What feeling do you want? What do you want this outcome to be? And no, every day, if you don't get to your entire routine, who cares? Like, it's like, I mean, like, this is your life. What do you need to do for your life? And if doing one step of your routine gets you to that outcome, like you said, you did it, girl. You did the right. daggone thing. Like, yes.
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 As we say around here, and many people say, you're doing great. You're doing yep. great.
Like, you're doing great.
Yeah, it's so good. Okay, so I want to talk about the kind of the specific time of year that we're in. So on page 50 of your book, The Routine Building Handbook, you share a bunch of frequently asked questions and their answers, which I think is just so helpful because you're like, I got you. I know what you're wondering. I'm going to go ahead and answer this for you. One of those questions is, what are the signs that you may need a new routine? And you share 3 possible answers. 1, that you are in a life transition. 2, that your life or your home feels chaotic or off balance. And 3, that you have set a new goal. Well, the end of the summer, it definitely captures those first 2 things, right? That you're in a life transition and that things, I feel like summer just brings chaos just by nature. It's a very sort of welcome kind of chaos in many ways, but it's still chaos. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't want to keep this there's a different kind of chaos when the fall comes, when school starts or whatever it is. So what I would love to hear from you is like, how what are some things that we can do now? How can we magic mm-hmm. question this? What are some things that we can do now at the end of July, at the end of the summer, to make kind of easing into those fall routines easier later? How can we set ourselves up so that we are a little bit more prepared for that seasonal transition, but we're not so focused on the future that we're not experiencing where we are?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the summer, like you said, it is kind of chaos. It's welcome chaos, like you said, but it is like I get a lot more relaxed in the summer than in the fall. And so what I can share with you is it can be really helpful to start to reincorporate your routines back in. And it doesn't have to be routines. It can be reincorporating a routine back in so that you're not kickstarting all of your routines at the same time when the fall actually sets in. So if you want, you can think about small ways you can do this. And it doesn't even have to be the entire routine. It might be a part of the routine. So for example, meal planning. If you haven't been meal planning this summer, you've been more relaxed, you're like, you know, we're going to figure it out as it comes. Fine. We don't want to have that in the fall, man. I'm telling you. it's like kids being these activities, work picks up, so on and so forth. And so meal planning, starting to incorporate meal planning back into your life now, a few weeks before things kick off, can do you so much good when it comes to getting back into school and back into work really heavily. So that's one way. Also, maybe it's like, you've been going to bed super late. You know, in the summer, sometimes we can get thrown off. We'd be going to bed around midnight. Even our kids, we're like, hold on, why are these kids still up at this time?
Ashley, last night. Now at the time that we're recording this, summer is like in the very beginning and my kids have like 2 days of school left, okay? Last night, I went out on the porch to take a phone call from a friend. It was 9 o'clock. My boys go to bed at like 9:30, okay, on a school night. And during summer, it's like it keeps creeping to up to 10, right? I come back inside getting off the phone. It's almost 10 o'clock. My husband had fallen asleep on the couch and my boys were just playing video games. I was like, it's a school night. Like, what is happening? We had already just been like, I mean, it's fine. Whatever. Like, right? Just live your life, man. So like once you're like deep into the summer, you're right. Like it just, which is, I think it's really important to say, you talk about this in your book a lot. I talk about this in my book a lot. Like there is such a deep, beautiful value in living in your season. And sometimes like actual calendar seasons, the summer has a lot of things that are annoying about it, but a lot of really beautiful things. Like some people like the ease of it, like the relaxation and the, you know, that you don't plan dinner as much and you're more loose about like bedtimes and stuff. Like it's got such a great chill energy, but like you said, that does not exist in the fall. Like that cannot happen. So it's like, I love that. I love that thought of like, I'm going to let you finish now. You were talking about going to bed. Like, but it's not that going to bed later or not meal planning or doing the things that we do in the summer. It's not that those choices are bad choices. Those are seasonal choices and you're about to move into a new season. So exactly. Now we have to start thinking about making different choices.
Exactly. Right. Like I'm all for it. Like I'm doing the same thing. Like, okay, might not be meal planning, definitely going to bed later. That's fine for now, but it ain't going to be fine when these kids get back into school. Like not at all. So how can you, then if you're going to bed late, what steps can you take in order to get back to a time that's reasonable? And that can be in increments, right? Like working backwards in increments, like 15 minutes every 2 days, we're going to get to bed 15 minutes earlier until we work back to the point where it's at a reasonable bedtime. So it's like these little steps you can take. It doesn't have to be anything grand because you still want to enjoy your summer. You still want to be able to get that time with your family where y'all and like just be able to soak up this sun still and all of that jazz. But if you can like reincorporate your routines little by little, that's going to be really, really helpful. And don't wait to the last minute to get everything for school. Like my gosh, I'm telling you, Kendra, this was my first year. Actually, you're farther along in the game than me, but this was my first year doing like back to school prep. Oh, I made a whole bunch of mistakes.
I was sorry. Like, it's not pleasant.
it's not. I was like, wait, hold up. Like, we need to get this. We need, and I waited to the last minute. And that's not usually my style, but I did. And I was like, never again. Never again. I'm going to get little things, like little by little. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Third Love. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love's mission is to take the frustration out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, or as they call them, problems. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. My go-to Third Love bra is the Perfect Coverage 24/7 Classic Bra. It's been a favorite for 3 years, and I find myself reaching for it every morning. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This episode is sponsored by Pros. We all know your hair and skin can sway your mood and impact your day, good or bad. But since I switched to Custom Hair Care by Pros, I've had more good hair days than ever before. Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Every bottle of Pros Custom Hair and Skin Care is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients. It literally could not exist without you. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of you, what you eat, where you live, and what you want from your hair and skin. My Made for Kendra products take into account the average humidity and UV index in Greensboro. Wild. And because it's made for me, I've seen consistently softer, shinier, stronger hair every day. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/lazygenius. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/lazygenius. That's PROSE.com/lazygenius.
I think that when you were talking about, you know, starting essentially to start small, right? To start small with like adding things in a little bit at a time. And even that, I mean, this is an audience that tends, their default is all or nothing, which I think that's the case for a lot of us, right? It's like, I have to get it perfect or it's just, we might as well quit. It's that lazy side or genius side. And there is something in us when it comes to small steps and time management that what we do is it's like we see the next, you know, month, let's say, before like school starts, and you see this like big stretch of time in front of you. And it's like we're trying to put the same outfit or the same contraption or the same machine or the same single thing on that whole stretch of time and automate it perfectly, because it feels like we're in more control if we like, okay, this is how we're going to do these days, and this is how we're going to do this. And like, we try to create the whole thing. Even for people who are like, no, we don't make big machines anymore. We're lazy geniuses. We start small. There is still this like energy in us. It's like, I have to figure it all out. I have to have everything written down. I have to have everything in a certain order, or it's not going to work. And I think that what we're both saying here is that like, you can make a decision in the moment to be like, you know what? I'm going to choose what we're eating this morning instead of at 5. We're going to do that today, because I'm going to want to do that more in a month or so. So we're just going to do that today. Like, it doesn't have to be like super organized or even written down or planned. I mean, sometimes that can be helpful, but that's not a requirement for it. I just want there to be like so much more elasticity to how we experience that, that it's like every day is not going to be the same. And one, you know, big machine choice is not going to adequately apply to the rest of the summer. Like, I just want everybody to just like take a deep breath, just relax about this. Like, you're doing great. You're going to be fine. It's also kind of an unreasonable expectation for us to think that our lives are going to be seamless with no friction ever forever. You know, like, things are going to happen. I've talked about that in a lot of recent episodes, actually. It's like our hope is that we're making a thing a little bit easier. Exactly. Like, that's it.
Exactly.
That's all it is. Just one a thing at a time. That's all we're doing.
Yes. And that is very hard. Like, I'm definitely like a recovering perfectionist and overachiever over here. So it can be hard, but I've learned from like stumbling and falling down so many times, girl, take a daggone chill pill. Like, you got to relax a little bit. I learned that from my husband. I learned that as being a nurse. Like, you have to sometimes make decisions in a moment rather than planning out every detail of your life. That is not healthy, planning out every single detail, because you send yourself into a whirlwind when it doesn't come to fruition, when it doesn't happen as you thought it would happen. Yes. Do I love to plan? Yes. What else do I know about my plan? That plan can get thrown out the window in a hot second. I also know that, and I'm very aware of that. So I'm okay with it being thrown out of the window, and me being like, oh, I have to make a quick decision right now, or let me just redo this plan really quick for the day, not for the entire week, just for today. Let me redo it.
Right.
It can be hard, but I think if we realize that it being all planned out isn't what's right. It's a thing that we can do, but it's not the right thing to do. It's about you, how you flow, your natural tendencies, what you need for your life at any given moment. And it's okay for plans to change. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. It feels like, I mean, really what we're sort of talking about is trust, right? That you're trusting that in the moment you can make a decision, and that we also can trust that there's more than one decision for any situation too. There's not one right decision for very few things have like a definitive single decision. And so, you know, just that's why I actually really love that the word elasticity came to mind. It's like, we're just like, we're moving and stretching, and we're going to be in different shapes, but like, we're still us. Like, we still have the same components, and we're still the same person, but we can trust that we can do this. We can transition through this, or we can feel overwhelmed and not lose our minds, or we can see, you know, a certain kind of overwhelm and go, you know what? I think that I might be able to make this decision, maybe add this to an existing routine, which I want to talk about existing routines in just a second, but like, maybe I can add this one step here. That might make this a little easier. Let's give it a try. As opposed to everyone, attention, family meeting. Like, we're like, this is what we're doing now. Like, it doesn't have to be so intense. And I say that to myself because I am like always intense, always. So it doesn't, we can trust ourselves. with those choices. And I think that that is sort of where you were, that's a version of where you were going, where it's like, it's not even good for us or right for us to plan out every single thing because it takes us out of the situation. It like makes everything about control mm-hmm. than about trust. And that's not who we want to be anyway, right?
Exactly. Oh my gosh, Kendra, that's beautiful. I love that that you brought up trust, because trust is a huge thing. Trust like just intertwines with our life and how we move. And I think if we can build that self-trust and we don't feel like we have to be dependent on a plan, dependent on a list, it's like, if I get to it, I'll get to it. If it's important enough, I'll get back to it.
It's not that, it's what are you doing? Mm-hmm. in your routine or in this planning or whatever it is. It's where are you going? What are you wanting to experience? What are you wanting to feel? Who are you wanting to be? And so you can make a list, but I think we know the difference. I think list makers unite over here. It's like, if I know when I'm making a list and I'm trying to grasp for control as much as possible mm-hmm. versus, oh, my brain is like so crazy right now. Mm-hmm. I need to do a dump. I need to brain dump this all out so that it's got a place now. And then I can just like move on with my life and be present. You know, like there's a different energy in that. So it's not so much about like, do you make a list or not make a list? Do you have this particular routine with these particular steps or not? It's about the end. It's mm-hmm. about the end and how you're wanting to feel. It's about the experience or the feeling or the consequence or whatever. So I want to, I love, you talk about the difference between restrictive actions and flexible actions. And I loved this so much in your book when you're talking about developing a routine. So can you just share the difference between restrictive actions and flexible actions and maybe give us some examples as people are thinking about this?
Yes. So when you're building your routine, you do have options. You can either keep your actions restrictive. You can have them be flexible. You can have a combination of both. It's up to you, right? Because for some of us, we're going to need more restrictive actions based upon who we are, what we need in our life. For others, we need more flexibility. And so a restrictive action is like a fixed action, like something that's not easily changed. An example of this is read book. That's a fixed action,
right?
Read a book.
Yeah.
Like now you can choose what book you read, but you're still reading the book, right? Mm-hmm. Really fixed. Or you can have a flexible action. And this flexible action means that it can be easily changed. An example of this is read. Right. That's it.
Right.
Right. So you can read a magazine. Mm-hmm. You can read a book. You can read a caption on Instagram. Read is that's a flexible action. And so some other example, which is, so, I say this because like I said, for each of us, we are all different. And some of us in certain seasons need restrictive actions and some of us need flexible actions. And when we're in a season where maybe we do need more flexibility or where we as a person, our natural tendency is to be spontaneous and not so planned out, right? We need that flexible action. And so, and another example would be, let's say your morning routine. You want a restrictive action in a morning routine would be do yoga. All right, yoga. That's all you're doing in your morning routine, right? Or you can make that flexible and just say, move my body. And so you can choose what you want to do. And really it's all about, is your action very specific or is it more broad? And that can be really helpful depending on your season of life.
I love the differentiation of those two. And I really love that you can have, it's not that like one, like even in my own head, I was like, oh, flexible actions are so much more positive than restrictive ones. No, they're not. They both count. You can have both together in the same routine, depending on your season of life, like to name that sometimes what matters is a lot more structure, is a lot more direction in some choice that we are making, because you know that if you give yourself more, or maybe even someone in your family, like if you give a lot of leeway, actually what's going to happen is nothing, because what you need is the specificity, right? Like if I say to my kid, clean your room, like that, you could say that that's restrictive and that's not flexible, but actually in his mind, that is flexible, because what does clean mean to him? Whereas if I'm like restrictive action, put away 7 things, you know, exactly. Like, no, he needs that. Like, he needs it to be restrictive in that way. And we all need certain things like that. So I hope that I know that people listening, like, that's such a beautiful lens, a beautiful tool to think like, oh, maybe the reason I'm not doing this is because what I chose already is too restrictive. Or maybe the reason I'm doing this is because I'm giving myself too many choices and I need to add some restriction. Mm-hmm. So that's so good. And we adjust those things as our season of life comes in, which leads me to my last question as we come to a close is that, you know, I feel like a big part of this space is, you know, I want people to feel empowered to make practical choices that work for them. And, you know, we're not like, we have to get things done. We got to be people, you know, just to be like, you're doing great. And then not give any tools is an incomplete message. Right. But we also need permission. That's a huge part of this community, is just to give people permission and what you're doing to do what makes sense for you. And so just from your own, you know, just from your own voice, like, what is a piece of permission, maybe specifically as we are moving again from this end of summer into the fall, like, what is a piece of permission that you would like to offer the folks listening as they think about this routine building process?
That's so good, Kendra. I would say the piece of permission I want to give you as you transition into the fall is to take it step by step. And I know we talked about that. Little by little, though, like, it's okay to do things little by little. It's, you're not a bad person because you're not doing everything to the T and crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. And it's okay to chip away at your to-do list little by little. It's okay to get back into routine, the fall routine, little by little. Don't overwhelm yourself with thinking it has to look a certain way. When you jump back into the fall, it doesn't. Think about what you need. Like we've been talking about the entire episode. Think about what outcome you want to have for transitioning back into the fall. What steps can get you there? So that's the permission that I give you.
That's so good. I love that you just said, don't overwhelm yourself. Like, we do that so easily.
Oh, so easily.
I was just like, thank you for telling me that, Ashley. I needed to be reminded to not overwhelm myself. Because it's so, I mean, I think that's a thing that's so important, is like, we think everybody else has stuff figured out. We think everybody else knows what they're doing, that everyone else's life is just like running on autopilot and we're the ones that are flailing. And it's just not true. Like, it's, and I think that more important than even some of the tools and like specific things that we've talked about today, I think that the thing that can actually carry you and help you continue to feel more like yourself are those broader intangible things like trust, like going slow and starting small and little by little and relaxing about it and remembering that, like, we're not trying to make everything together and perfect. And just like, I just think about what we want is to press a button and for everything to just roll. Mm-hmm. And we think that other people are doing that. We think that that's how other people are living their lives, because it's like a confirmation bias. We're sort of looking for it, mm-hmm, when we are observing other people. And it's like, well, they have that figured out and they're doing that this way. And she seems really calm. And we're on the inside, I think we're all like kind of freaking out. And so maybe the goal here, and routines can sort of help do this from the outside in, but really the goal here with all of this is to think about, like, how can we rest on the inside here? How can we relax on the inside, trust ourselves with what's going on? We are capable and competent in making these decisions one at a time. Nothing is going to explode because we haven't figured out our morning routine yet, or our kids are like tired going to school those first few days. Like, it's not going to be seamless or automated, right? Nothing is really ever. So just to sort of have that expectation, not in like a, well, ho-hum, I guess that's how it is. Not in a, like a defeatist way, mm-hmm, but just in a very human, like, this is what we're all doing. This is what we're all doing. We're all experiencing this. And the more that we can
model that for other people and for ourselves, where we're just like relaxed and we're good with, not just settling okay with, we're good and happy with little by little. And we're not going to overwhelm ourselves with this. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good. So I love that phrasing. Don't overwhelm yourself. It's so good.
Yes. Don't. Please take it easy. Everything you said was beautiful. I think that we have to really be easy on ourselves. Like, we put so much pressure on our own selves, and for what? Like, for, I mean, for what? Like, life is, man,
right there, everybody.
For, oh my God. For what? Life is, oh man, life is short. Life is beautiful. Like, why are we putting our pressure on ourselves? Oh my God. When I released the pressure from worrying about what my mother was going to say when she came over my house and dishes in the sink, honey, freedom. What my friend was going to say when his toys on the floor, I don't give 2 cents. Like, this is my home. This is my life. What the teachers are going to say when I don't bring a dish to the class thing, I didn't have the time, sweetie. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. Right? Like, the pressure of it has to be this way and I can't be human. No, we're human. Like, yeah. We're not going to always have things in order. And that's the beauty about life too, because it's really, you can discover a lot in not having things in order, and you can learn so much about yourself in that.
So good. It's so good. You guys, if you would, which not if you, I think because you want to get to know Ashley more and kind of learn from her, can you tell everybody where they can find you, or maybe the best place to start with your work?
Yes. So you can follow me at Routine and Things on Instagram. That's where I hang out the most, or visit our website, routineandthings.com.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming on. This was so great.
Thank you, Kendra. This was awesome.
Thanks so much for listening to my conversation with Ashley. Remember, you can find her on Instagram at Routine and Things. And I really hope that more than anything else we said today, that you walk away with a little more courage to trust yourself, to trust your ability to pivot, to make decisions in the moment, to rely less on a mechanized routine and more on the humanity behind it. It was so great having Ashley, and I hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode. Until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you on Monday.